This is a test transmission from Independent Broadcasting Authority transmitters in preparation for the opening of Radio Trent. Medium wave broadcasts come from Trowell on 301 metres, 998 kilohertz.
The year is 2076, the 21st century. The world as we know it no longer exists. The ordinary man in the street can no longer even think for himself. Let us see how his typical day begins. Instead of the familiar, homely alarm clock that we know, he is awoken at 5:30 a.m. And for 3.5 grueling hours, a detached voice, designed to amuse and humor the populace into a false sense of well-being, emits from the ever-present hidden loudspeaker in the wall.
Good morning, I'm Bob Snyder. I'll be here till 9 o'clock with the breakfast show. It's 5:33. 5:33.
The first cup of coffee of the day.
5:35. It's 5:39.
You go to Jumble Sales. Edward. Edna.
Change sex. Here's the weather. It's going to be foggy around about dawn. The fog will close.
Our story is only fantasy, but it is horrific. We can only hope, for our children's sake, that it is never allowed to come true.
Trent's programming policy, very simply, is to attract the largest possible audience at any given moment. It's as simple as that. And the way to do that is with music entertainment of a particular kind, perhaps of a kind that was not previously available in its precise form before in this area.
Remember, Beatles.
Oh yeah, I'll tell you something. I think you'll understand. When I say that something, I wanna hold your hand. Day after day, alone on the hill, the man with the foolish grin was keeping perfectly still.
This Sunday on Trent, all day Beatles. This Sunday, Trent, all day Beatles.
Last night I said these words to my girl.
This Sunday on Trent, all day, every other record, Beatles.
6 minutes before 7 o'clock, where does Radio Trent get its news from? How many records do we own? How many people work here? What do they do? What size shoes do I take? Is there a question you'd like to ask about Radio Trent and what we do here? This is your one and only chance to do so on the Boxing Day night. I'm probably the best person to answer most of the questions, as I tend to sit in the middle of everything here. If you'd like to dial 581881 and answer, get a question answered about what we do at 301, then this is your chance to do so. Nottingham 581881.
303 97.2, this is Beacon.
Beacon
in stereo through the night with a show that puts you to sleep without a prescription, right?
That's previous number, wonderful sound of signs of golden from the tremolos. Still buy it, I think. Time is 10 to 1 on Radio 270. Frantically tried to queue up another record. It's impossible, so I just have to sling it on like you do at home.
Hi there. Hello, this is Bob Snyder. I was a pirate DJ back in the 60s on Radio 270 off the Yorkshire coast. Although I'm kind of a local lad in a way to Nottingham in the East Midlands, I was born and raised in Newark. My brothers, Stan and Frank. Hello, Stan and Frank. Still live in Newark over there. And back in 1967, I was a big fan of the pirate stations. My idols in those days were people like Johnny Walker and Tony Blackburn on Radio Caroline and Radio London. And I wanted to be on the radio. I'd done some club work as a DJ, and as a matter of fact, I was working as an actor. I worked at the Lincoln Theatre Royal, and then I went to drama school. Didn't like being an actor too much, decided I'd be a DJ. And I was lucky enough to get a job with Radio 270. It was kind of a local or a regional offshore radio station for Yorkshire. And we kind of traded on that local thing, which was a little unusual for the pirate station. The other thing that was very unusual about Radio 270 was the size of the ship. I'm not even sure you could call it a ship. It was more of a boat. In fact, the tender that went out to Radio London and Radio Caroline, I think was, don't hold me to this exactly, but I think it was a little bit bigger than the 270 ship. It was a pretty small ship called the Ocean 7, just a little old fishing boat, about 100 feet long with a 200-foot antenna or aerial sticking up off the ship. And the interesting thing about 270 was that when they were planning that station, as far as I understand it, they did not intend for disc jockeys and announcers to be out there on the ship. They were going to record programs on land and then play the tapes on the ship. That didn't work out for a number of reasons, and so they went to the system that all the other pirate stations use, where the disc jockeys were on the ship. And I tell you, it was a small boat, very cramped conditions, pretty bad at times. Very unstable ship, rocked around all kinds of ways. In fact, the weather didn't even have to be bad for 270 to start rocking and rolling.
This is Radio 270 in the very turbulent North Sea. I don't know what it is. It's actually it's far worse, you know, than when I was ill before. In fact, it's too bad to be ill. You know, I'm just so busy catching things as they fall all over the place.
I enjoyed my time on 270. There will never be a more exciting time in radio than the pirate time. And we were rebels, but we were kind of officially rebels, but we were we had the audience on our side. You know, we were sanctioned rebels. And my pirate time started my career in radio. I worked later on Beacon Radio in Wolverhampton and Piccadilly Radio in Manchester and Radio Trent before coming here to where I am now in Canada and working for 20 years in Canadian radio before I finally retired a little while back.
I can Tina Turner, River Deep, Mountain High. Big song.
When I was a little girl, I had a ragdoll. Only doll I've...
From one number one to another.
Since I announced that I was leaving Radio 270, I've received quite a lot of letters, some of them asking me not to leave. And, well, most of them saying, if I am going to leave, wishing me the very best of luck. I'd like to thank you very much for all your kindness over the last 3 months. I have enjoyed being with you, and I should like to take this opportunity of saying thank you very much indeed. Thank you.
Fond memories of 270, and in fact of all the pirates, and a lot of respect, incidentally, for people like Steve Merrick, who's there at Saga, those people that continue broadcasting with the pirates after the Marine Offences Broadcasting Act was passed, people like Steve and Roger Day and Johnny Walker. And I didn't get that chance, which I often regret. But it did, as I say, lead to a fascinating career here in Canada, which is a place we love living in. And thanks, Saga, for bringing back the memories of the pirates back in the swinging 60s. This is Bob Snyder from those days of Radio 270.